What is up, guys? Welcome back to the show. I am so stoked to be here with you. And one of my like new besties, I'm looking at her right in the face right now. Malane, hi. I am so excited to have you on the show. And before I even let you speak, I just need to tell you guys that you are going to fucking love this woman. She is, she is just so herself, so powerful. She's a master coach. She coins herself the alignment queen. She is the human design like expert. I fucking love talking about human design with her, and you guys are going to love her. She has such a powerful story. I can't wait to get into it. She lives in New Zealand, and yeah. So hi, Malane. I'm so happy you're here.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for having me, Sam. I was like, when is she going to have me on? I just want to be on. I want to have conversations because, you know, I think it's really stingy of us not to share our conversations with the world. The conversations that we have behind the scenes are pretty good. So I'm really excited to riff, see what comes to life. And I know that whatever comes through today, the magic is going to support at least one person listening in.
100%. Yeah. And we found each other through one of our mentors in a mastermind together, which is so cool. And I always just love when you like find the people or the person that you're just like super fucking drawn to. And you're like, yo, we are ride or dies in this bitch, you know? And then you end up having this like, you know, next level conversations, accountability, you're riffing on the side or talking about things that are going on. And like, I think that's one of my favorite parts about joining masterminds or joining groups is that you meet the most fucking epic women. Like, where else would you find these people?
It's so true. Like, I think when people talk about investment, they get really nervous about the investment that they're going to make. It's stretching them, right? And it's not, it's like, if we're going to go to Bali, great. But the experience of going to Bali doesn't really occur until we make that investment of the ticket. And that time lag between the moment you know you want to go and the moment you purchase the ticket, like that's when the transformation happens. And I see so many women that stall in this moment where they have the link or they know they need to make the decision. They're holding on to whatever limiting belief, story, truth that isn't serving them still. And what they don't know on the other side of that investment is that it's not just about, yeah, your business getting better or learning new ways to, you know, improve in your self-development and transform and expand and all of that. But the community, the connections, the network that you make in those investments always far outseed. I was just going to say word. Outseed.
That's how powerful it is.
World. My own thesaurus of the world. They call it Malanisms. My clients call it Malanisms. exceed any investment that you're making. Like, I think about a lot of people in my world right now. I met in masterminds in 2017, 2018, 2019. And I'm like, thank God I made that investment. Mm-hmm. It's come back to me like billionfold. So even just meeting you, if that were all that were to happen, I'd be like, done. Okay, great. Nugget of gold.
Yeah, for sure. I told Kurt, I'm like, dude, Malane is the fucking tits and you have got to meet her, you know? And it's like, that's when you know, it's like, and I think that's the piece that we all crave anyways, as entrepreneurs, like, is just having the community and the people. Cause like, who the fuck wants to do business alone? You know, like nobody.
Legit. You know? Legit. And I think so many women are worried, like, I'm not going to make it. I'm not going to make my money back. And I'm like, well, the thing is, the network that you have supports your net worth. Mm-hmm. And when you go in without the intention of like, who am I going to meet in this mastermind? Like, I need what I want, you know?
This hungry fucking gremlin.
I need to, you know, and coincidentally, anyone that has a 4-line energy going on in their profile, like 2-4, 4-6, 1-4, 4-1, the shadow aspect of the 4-line energy is the opportunist. So going into any group mastermind experience with like, what am I going to get out of this? Like, what is the, who am I going to meet? Oh, Malane and Sam met in that. So I'm going to go do that now with the expectation of getting, and I promise you, it'll be not that at all. It'll be, it will not work out well. But if you go in with like, wow, I really love this mentor, I would love to learn from her. This would be so exciting. And I just feel so connected. I can't not do it. Then that's when all the other magical things as a byproduct start happening, like connection and community.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so good. Okay. I want to talk to you about human design because obviously like that's where the fucking juice is. And I just love having you as a friend so that we can talk so deeply about this. Cause I love human design and like gene keys. And I just think these things are such fucking powerful modalities. And I've learned more about myself through human design and learning even deepening in like gene keys and that stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, like people need to know this. And I think part of the reason why I like you so much and like we just clicked was where we both have five in our profiles, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for those people that are like, what are you guys talking about? Go do your human design, like reading chart thing. Right. And
show notes, we'll give them the link and they can just go get their body graph and then go get your body graph done. And you'll see, it'll say like your energy type, your inner, it'll say a bunch of stuff, but one of the things it'll say is your profile. And what Sam is talking about right now is that in our profiles, which is the day you're born, the human design body graph is based on the positioning of all the planets and also the sun. And so the profile is based on the positioning of the planet when you were born and 3 months to the exact date and time prior to when you're born. And that's your unconscious. So your unconscious, subconscious, the things that you don't know about yourself that are playing in the background, that's born 3 months prior to the day and time that you were actually born. So date and time and location and all that really do matter. It's not just semantics. And then on the day you're born, the personality, the flavor, the essence of you is birthed, and then the merging of the two happens. So Sam is a 5-1. So her 5-line energy, she's aware of. She knows that this is who she is. The 1-line would be more of the shadowy aspect. And it's not like, ooh, she's got to look over her back every day of like, when is it going to catch me? But it just might be something that she's not aware of until she is. And once it's brought to the light, she can support herself by not doing the things that might stop her, sabotage her, have blind spots. For me, my 5-line, I'm a 3-5. So my 5-line's in my unconscious, right? So there's a little, like we have a lot of similarities and they'll operate a little differently based on our profiles.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Okay. So before we hit record, I know we were talking about like, really like, because the 5-line is what connects us. And I know that there's a lot of people that listen that know their human design. And even if you aren't a 5-line, you can still get so much out of even just hearing about this. But I want to like jam on this, like kind of spiciness, sassiness, like don't dilute yourselfness energy, which I've really been stepping into, like realizing that my core essence is very fucking blunt and sassy and like does not give a fuck and just tells it how it is. And like, I would just like love to open up that combo. Like, what can you say to speak to that?
Yeah. I think what's important to know is that if you have a 5-line going on, you're more likely to fall into a people pleasing space and place at some point throughout your life. And you might say to, oh no, I'm a woman. Every woman is a people pleaser. Every woman doesn't like rejection, or every woman or every man, or, and make these general statements. But when you understand the profiles, there is a more, each profile dynamic, each line dynamic has a little bit of a susceptibility, if you will, to fall into people pleasing or fear of rejection. So then contorting themselves. And when we talk about the 5-line, the thing with the 5-line is that with deep within 5-line energy, 5-line people, so 3-5, 5-1, 2-5, et cetera. If you have that 5-line in your profile, deep within you is this like fire and burning of wanting to speak a truth that is very unconventional, very different. And you may have, I remember growing up, I don't know about you, Sam, but I'd like look around and be like, I feel like I'm in the wrong location.
Yes. 100%. Like, who are these people?
Like, I like you. You're cool. But like, are you definitely my dad? Like, I remember for a long time being like, maybe I was adopted, but I look like these people. So I think I'm theirs. Like, I don't think it's, and everyone at the dinner table would say, oh, today was a great day. And I'd be thinking, who gives a shit about the day? Like, let's talk about, are there planets beyond the planets? You know, like I've always been curious about what's beyond what they're saying. What are they not telling us?
Yeah.
And I've always been really curious and had these really outlandish or weird or different things to say. But I learned early on that different isn't always glorified. Different isn't always accepted. Different isn't always celebrated.
Yeah.
And so I shut it off. I was like, well, I don't want to be different. I want to be the same because I want to be liked, loved, and accepted. And as a five line, this is what happens a lot because we also have a deep desire to be loved. I mean, yes, everyone, but more so with the five line. So there's this thing going on of like, I want to speak my truth. I have some unconventional things to say. I have some spicy fire, but I'm really afraid that you're not going to love me. So fuck it. I'm going to water it down. Yeah. And instead of telling you exactly what I need to say, I'm going to tell you what I think you want to hear. And here's what happens with five line people is like, then they tell you, so then I say what I think you want to hear. And then you don't like it anyway and get angry at me. And I'm like, well, fuck, I didn't, that's actually not the truth because the truth is, and then you're even more in a pickle. You're like, And the thing is, depending on the combination of your profile, for me, I'm a 3-5. And threes, if you have a 3 or a 6, listen, my friends, you learn through trial and error. So you're going to fuck it up a lot. So think of this. I'm going to fuck it up a lot. I'm going to mess up a lot. And that through my mistakes, I learn and expand. And then I have the five line over here that's like, oh, but I want to be loved and you're messing it up all the time. And I'm going to have to. So you there's it's like.
Yeah.
And so a lot of profiles are like this that need, and I do this with my hands, meaning they're very unharmonious and you need to learn the dance between both of them.
Right. This is so fascinating. Yeah. I feel like what you're saying is like basically what everyone has to go through, no matter what lines are in their profile, because building a business literally requires you to do the unconventional thing, put yourself out there, get rejected and get told no way more than you're going to get told yes. And it's going to trigger all the fucking childhood wounds that you haven't healed. So it's like,
Oh, that's another, as my therapist goes, oh, that's another core wound. I'm like, oh, delicious. Did you realize I had a fucking core wound sitting in there? Each line, because there's 6 lines, 1 through 6, each of them has a thing that they're susceptible to not wanting to experience. So for fives, it's like, I really don't want to be unloved. I don't want that feeling of someone not fully accepting me. So I'm going to water it down. I'm not going to make it spicy. Whereas like a 3 or a 6 or a 1, there's a fear of like not getting it right. You know, not getting it right. And so perfectionism starts to show up, you know, like, well, I don't want to mess this up. So let me spend 90 years on my freaking landing page before I even sell anything. Meanwhile, the energy that you had when you had that creation coming through is now gone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're still working on the fucking landing page. And then you wonder why you're not making any sales. Well,
yeah. No fucking shit. I feel like this is literally this was my life mantra, my business mantra. It's like, just fucking take messy action. Like, there's never going to be a better time to take action and to just fucking sell your things. You don't need more landing page content. Like, you don't need anything that you think you need. You just need to do it. And that's the thing that you're thinking you need something else in order to be able, and it's like, no, the very thing you think you need is literally just you procrastinating from doing the real fucking work required to make money online. It's like, guys, all day you just avoid the pain of doing the work.
Totally. And whatever you're avoiding inevitably is going to fucking come up and smack you in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you know what? I had a moment and when this five line spiciness of either, this was years ago, I'm like, either I just keep watering it down and pretending to be someone else, or I just fucking speak my truth.
Yeah.
And I let it out. And then whoever likes me. And if they don't like me, at least I know it's just not my person.
Mm-hmm. Yes. 100%. It's like, you might as well be your fucking self and meet your people sooner, you know, like, cause
totally.
I mean, even in the relationship, I mean, in the context of relationships or friendships, like it requires so much energy to not be who you are fully. Totally. And you know, this is something I'm working on with my therapist of like, oh, the adapted self, like, oh, having all these mechanisms to be, you know, to be more palatable, to, you know, appeal more to the air quotes masses, to have people like me, to play this good girl archetype. And I'm moving into this like bad bitch, like, dude, fucking worthy, lovable, know who I am. Yes. Do not give a flying fuck. Like, this is what I got to say. If you ain't here for it, bye. Like,
if you ain't here for it, see you later. Yeah, that's so good.
Yeah, it's like that is the most magnetic energy fucking ever, because when you're in that, when you really are like, it's not like just saying you don't give a shit, but like, you're like, no, I know who I am. I love who I am. And I also realize that there's 8 billion humans on this planet and we don't all have to be for each other. And that's okay. You know, like that's the fucking most sexy energy ever, is that like unbothered, just like, I'm just doing my thing. If you want to come and hang, come hang.
And I think if we look at people that, okay, we look at people that we admire that mm-hmm. are wildly successful, not like kind of successful, mediocrely successful, wildly successful, meaning that they've created a life beyond their wildest dreams, time freedom, financial freedom. They're healthy. They're fit. They're like, you know, their relationships are juicy. They're in integrity. That's what I want. You know, I don't want people that are anything else, compromising stuff.
Yeah.
And if we look at that, those people have gotten to where they are by speaking their truth, which ends up being a little bit polarizing, but I don't believe that they go into it like, what can I say that's polarizing? They're just speaking their opinion of matters that most people won't touch with a 90-foot pole.
Mm-hmm.
They're going there because they're like, well, someone needs to go there. Otherwise, we're all going to be flailing around in this planet. Yep. In the shallow ends, like, let's dive into the deep end. Let's peel back the curtain and just tell it how it is.
Yeah. 100%. I mean, we were talking about this when we were on the phone, literally just catching up about how coaches don't talk about politics, right? Like it's like not kosher or whatever or a lot. They just avoid it, you know, like the fucking plague, like it's the bubonic plague if a coach or an entrepreneur was to talk about politics, because then that ruins their reputation. But guess what? Like, okay, the fucking president, like presidents, like we vote for presidents because of polarity, you know, like, yes, like the ego loves separation. But the truth is, like, if you don't stand for anything, you stand for nothing. And people don't want to hire people that don't stand for anything. You know, like you're just this amorphous chameleon blob. That was great in high school, but not when you're building a standout brand and business in 2023.
100%. So I had this moment years ago when I was first pregnant with my son, Jack, and the midwife said to me, do you want to give him the vitamin K shot when he's born? And I was like, I guess I don't fucking know. Like, what's the vitamin K? Is it just a vitamin? She's like, have you researched this? And I'm like, I mean, I thought we just trusted our health officials. And she's like, well, maybe you should do a little research. Till then, I hadn't gone down the rabbit hole of any of that. I just thought, well, you just do what they tell you. And then when she said that, I started like looking things up and I was like, oh my God, I can't unsee. Like I can't unsee this information. And then I'm like, why has no one told me? Why is no one talking about this? Why am I now suddenly, when I speak out, being shut down?
Yeah.
And so from that moment on, my children have never had one shot, not one, nothing. Mm-hmm. Zilcho, by the way, are never at the doctor's office.
Yeah.
Never.
Yep.
They're healthy, thriving children. I remember when Jack was 3.5 years old for the first time, I brought him to the doctor because he just had like a lingering cough. And I just wanted to make sure, like, okay, I've been doing the homeopathic route for about a week. It's still really lingering. Let's go get it checked out. And the doctor's like, so has Jack ever been to the doctors? I said, no. Do healthy children need to go to the doctors?
Boom.
And he was like, oh, I said, yeah, because I feel like well child checkups aren't like a well, a child that is well doesn't need to be checked up on.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
And that was like, that was my, and I remember, Sam, I had this moment of like, shit, this is a very, this is a hot conversation. Am I going to bring this into my audience? Am I going to share this with my clients? It made me really fucking uncomfortable. And I have to say, slowly but surely, I have shared it more and more with my clients. I have an Instagram handle that's all just for that. It's on my website. If you'll see like Melaine's movement, it's all about parenting children in a more holistic, healthy way when it comes to food and medicine, et cetera. And because I don't really like the word anti. People are like, oh, so then that means that you're anti-vax. And I'm like, oh, so if you don't like pretzels, are you anti-pretzel or do you just like pretzels?
Yes.
You know, like what is this bullshit about like anti? So like, if I don't like cilantro, am I anti-cilantro?
Yeah, it's, dude, I fucking love this conversation so much. It's also something Kurt and I completely connect on and agree with. Like he actually has never had a shot in his entire life. His parents sent him a note that was like, nope, he's exempt. So he's never gotten a shot in his entire life, except like tetanus once. Same with my parents. Yeah. I never got those things. I never, remember how there was like a Gardasil shot that was supposed to like protect you from cervical cancer. My mom was like, absolutely not. It's fucking bullshit. And guess what? What's her face? I forget what her name is. She just came out with a whole fucking research article about how, of course, it's not helpful. And all these studies on how it actually didn't even not only help not get cancer, but it actually had an increase of cancer. And I would just like, for fuck's sake, like the health, and this is something I'm very, very passionate about. So I'm glad you even spoke to this. But like, I'm like, dude, most people are just completely fucked in the head when it comes to how they eat, how they move their body, how they sleep. And they're relying on so many substances when that's actually the fucking issue. You know, it's like your core, like I don't take, I was on birth control, went off that shit, lost my period for 2 years, had fucking horrible acne because birth control is just a fucking cover up for your body being out of balance because we put on perfume and deodorant with all this shit that disrupts our hormones and it completely throws women out of whack. But then we go on birth control to solve our problems. But then what? What happens when you start getting, I was getting 2 periods a month and I was like, what is happening? And so then I just stopped taking it. I was like, fuck this, stop taking it, got post-pill PCOS. And I was like, oh my God, gain weight, fucking horrible acne. And I was like, oh my God, all of this has to do with what I was doing, what I was thinking birth control was helping. And it wasn't. Now I'm not on any birth control. Everything is all natural. I barely break out. My body is in homeostasis. And it's like, huh, it's because I now have moved to like all, you know, fucking scented and non-aluminum. Like I'm so aware of everything I put in my body, on my body, what I consume, like, you know, everything. I'm so fucking hyper aware of ingredients because I realize most people just are going too fast in their day-to-day life to actually look at what the fuck they're eating or spraying on themselves or brushing their teeth with or washing their hair with. And I'm like, guys, like this is what's making you fucking crazy. It's like, dude, mental health is a real thing. And when I'm not doing those basics and movement and eating well, like I feel like trash too. Like, how about you clean up your fucking diet, move your body, go to bed, stop scrolling social media and build your business.
You're like, how about, I wrote something in someone's Facebook post the other day, they were talking about a bunch of stuff and I said, I feel like a lot of people are, they have thrown their common sense out the window and just like assume that it's a guaranteed thing, but it's not guaranteed.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have freaking common sense. And I'm also kind of just like mind boggled, right? I was saying to someone that I know, her child suffers with, you know, nut allergies.
Mm.
And that's a huge thing right now, right? Like my kids can't have a fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich because someone in the classroom may die if they smell, touch, taste the peanut. Now, no worries. We won't pack the PB&J or whatever. But the fact is, so where is this all coming from? Oh, out of nowhere, it just dropped out of the sky. And now everyone's allergic to nuts. This wasn't a thing in the 80s or the 70s or the 60s. And what people don't know is that like most medicines and vaccines, et cetera, are in these petri dishes that are like nut and there's nut and egg stuff going on in there in the culture.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when you're getting shot or you're taking like a lot of antibiotics, you can have an adverse reaction of a nut or an egg allergy.
Mm.
So a lot of people that are actually vaccine injured have nut or egg allergies and they have no idea. They're just like, oh, it's, you know, they go to the doctor and the doctor's like, everyone has it. This happens to everyone. And I'm like, people, if you, I'm like, I'm like, oh, I'm getting fired up. It's like average is not normal, but we as a society have now accepted average as normal. I was a straight A student growing up. If I brought home a fucking C, my parents would be like, hello? Hello, is something wrong? But we're all accepting this average, mediocre as the norm. Oh, everyone has an egg allergy. Just suck it up. Everyone has a nut allergy. So I'm going to jab my kid and then maybe he'll die from a nut being in his presence. You know, and for the rest of life, we have to look out for nuts or egg. It's like, this is insanity, but we're just accepting it like no big thing. Oh, I just had a phone call with my general practitioner, they call it here in New Zealand, a few weeks ago, because my cycle after having a baby and then breastfeeding was a little out of whack. And I wanted to get some blood tests done to make sure there was nothing underlying.
Yeah.
I had a feeling that it was from breastfeeding. And what did she want to do? She wanted to put me on birth control.
Oh my God. Are you serious? Yeah.
100%. And I said,
are you serious?
She goes, oh, we'll just put you on the, actually, she wanted to put me on the Miranda, which is that thing they stick up you.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like the IUD thing or whatever. Yeah.
The IUD or whatever. And she goes, oh, just get the Miranda. And she's like selling it to me. And it's great. Cause this and that. And I'm like, I was like, yeah, hi. No, no, no. I want to get blood work done.
Like, it's actually beyond me, like how uninformed even fucking nurses and doctors are. And for those of you who are listening, like if you are a nurse or a doctor, it's like, especially as somebody who studied nutrition extensively, has multiple certifications in it, and has also been my own social experiment and has worked with thousands of clients, like the, like doctors, like actual doctors are not health practitioners. Like they are doctors. Nurses also don't know the depth of nutrition. There is so, like, they are two fucking completely different industries. And it's the same with hormones. Hormone health is completely different than what your fucking nurse or doctor knows about. Like, that's a completely other discipline in, like, arena. And if you're getting your hormone you know, advice from a nurse or a doctor, or if you're getting your nutrition advice from a hormone person, you know, like, it's like, make sure that you're doing your fucking homework, you know, like check in with yourself.
Exactly.
Like, I think a lot of people give their power away to authorities thinking they know what's best. And it's like, no, bitch. You know what's best, but you have to slow down and check in with your body, because if you feel like something is off, it is. But most people just give their power away so freely to all these other people who tell them, this is what you have to do. This is what you should do. It's the same in fucking business, actually. It's like nobody has a secret formula for your fucking business. Yes, there's a lot of things you can do, but like you ultimately know what's best because only you are going to do your business for the rest of your life. So you have to enjoy it, you know?
fucking mic drops. Like fucking mic drops. That's why I love Human Design, kind of bringing it full circle, yeah. is that with Human Design, we talked about, I said to you guys, energy type, authority type, profile. Your inner authority is the unique way that you make decisions based on your mm-hmm. intuition, your connection with God, source, higher power. And when you can understand how your intuition uniquely works, that inner authority, you can start tuning in and you go, everyone has the same intuition, Melanie. And I'm like, no, everyone's is speaking to them differently. And if you haven't been listening for a really long time to understand your unique intuition based on your human design, game changer, because then you can actually tune in and go, okay, let me listen to my inner authority. Now, I'm not saying like whether you want to take the antibiotics or not, the shot or not, I want you to first check in with you to right. see if it's good for you before you make the decision, not based on, you know, well, President Biden said this and, you know, Dr. da-da-da-da-da said that. It's like, great, great. They're doing it based on stats. When I walked into my obstetrics appointment for my daughter, mm-hmm. he said to me, 70% chance, because I had already had three boys, that I'm going to have a boy, 70% chance. Huh. Statistically speaking, you're going to have a boy. I knew with every fiber of my being that I was carrying my daughter. Mm. I knew before she was coming. And I said, oh, well, it's a girl. He's like, well, chances are it's not. Statistically, based on this, blah, 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 blah. It was a girl.
Yeah. Yeah. He's fucking close. Self-trust, baby. Yeah. It truly is like everything, even what we're saying, you guys, like it's our opinion, you know, like you yeah. can also completely disagree with it and it be okay. And I think that's like the power of having these types of conversations is like, look, if in your body, taking an antibiotic or taking a vaccine or doing whatever is what truly is the thing that you feel like that's my truth, right? Then go fucking totally. Do that. Go do that. Like, that is what I'm about, is like, everyone has sovereignty to make choices. I'm here to yeah. share my perspective, as are you. And we're having this fucking epic conversation. And if you're on board and you're like, I agree, then like, fuck yes. Like, take a screenshot of this episode and tag us. And if you're like, I do not agree with these bitches at all, then it's an invitation to be like, ooh, okay, there's something here for me to learn. I don't want to just fucking yeah. straight up dismiss it, right? That's not how we grow as humans, is like just completely yeah. shutting off anyone that doesn't believe in what we believe in. That's not how we grow. But actually, like, you've seen, I'm sure, many political figures have a belief. Then 3 years later, they're caught on camera having a completely different belief. And it's like, people are allowed to change their fucking minds, right? Because like, yeah. and like, be willing to be wrong, but say something, you know, like be brave enough to say something, have an opinion, and also know, hey, guess what? I might not even believe this in 3 years, but guess what? At least I'm fucking saying something.
Yeah, totally. Like, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think what's also important to know is five lines is that in the shadow, we're the heretic, right? Which means that we have unconventional things to say and we'll paste it on the door of the church and rebel against everyone. We have that energy of like, I don't care who hates me. But coincidentally, that's really amazing to support people in stepping up and being brave and having courage. It's like, if no one's going to speak, it needs to be the five lines. Like mm-hmm. no one else is going to say it. You need to say it because you're going to help the masses in being able to say it. And, you know, at the end of the day, the five line does take the brunt of a lot of people. They're like the person everyone loves and the person everyone loves to hate, you know? Mm. So whether you love this episode, hate this episode, it's going to trigger something in you to go, oh shit, I never thought of it that way. Maybe I hate them, but I'm going to go do this. Well then great. Yay.
Good. Like, that's the point, you know? It's like having these types of conversations is like activating for both of us too, you know? It's like, hey, like, we're willing to be yeah. wrong, you know? We're willing to be like, it's okay. It doesn't mean that like it doesn't mean anything. It's just like, and like, what is the truth, right? You know, like, what is the actual truth? Will we ever know? Like,
yeah, totally. Like, I always say to my husband, I'm like, is there an outer space? He's like, well, this and this and this and this, and trying to prove it to me. And I'm like, listen, I'm not saying that there isn't. but I'm not saying that there is.
That goes back to the cosmic joke thing. It's like, everyone's just on Earth with different opinions. And it's literally just like God, universe, whatever, looking down, or however you want to perceive it. I literally am just like, yo, all these fucking humans on Earth with all these perspectives, just shooting the shit, saying the things, you know? And at the end of the day, like, if you feel like you have something to say on your heart, then fucking say it, because you are going to feel so liberated just speaking it and knowing that if there's somebody in your life, like I grew up anyways in a home where my dad, if people didn't believe what he believed, he thought they were stupid, kind of, you know, like he was like, no. And so that's kind of like how I grew up too. You know, it's like, oh, well, I don't want to say the wrong thing or believe in the wrong thing. Or like, I want to believe and think the same way everyone else thinks so that people don't think I'm weird or think I'm stupid or whatever. But then I realized just through my own spiritual journey of like, oh, it's not about right or wrong or good or bad or truth or untruth. It's like just opening up your awareness to the possibility of all of these perspectives like simultaneously existing, and that person can be right and I can be right, even though they're different, you know, because like we all have our own understanding of what the truth is based on our fucking whole life. Like my mind just kind of hurts saying that.
I know. It's like, well, like, you know, when people like start to really hate on a politician or someone that's like a leader, all that they're like, well, I would have done it this way or I would do it that way. I'm like, then go fucking do it. Like, then you go do it. Then you go, because based on their life and all the decisions and choices they had, would you do it differently than they're doing in that exact moment? Maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't. But instead of, I'm all about, instead of sitting there complaining and whining about it, then like, well, why don't you go be the change?
Mm-hmm. Amen. Dude, I have a, Kurt and I did this really cool, like fire walking ceremony where we literally walked on fire. And at the end of the ceremony, it was all about like overcoming fear and empowerment. It was really, really powerful. And she gave us these bracelets that said, no BWMC. And it was like, you know, one of those like Live Strong bracelets, kind of something like
that. Yeah.
And it stood for no bitching, moaning, whining, or complaining. And like, this was such a like, oh my God, like, if you want to complain, whine, bitch, or moan, like do it in the privacy of your fucking home, write it in your journal, complain, and then go do something about it. Because if it's triggering you to the point where you're complaining or feeling blah, 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 that's your work. Like that's your work to do, you know, that's what you fucking have to say. Yeah. Put your face into the podcast mic and hit record and go live on Instagram, go live on Facebook, like use your voice for something.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. And also your life will fucking radically change when you suspend what you think you know to open up to the possibility of what could be. And when you suspend complaining, whining, bitching, moaning to see how good can life get? Because this is really the thing. We're uncomfortable with extraordinary and we settle for good enough. And so the best question to ask yourself is like, what am I willing to give up to have what I really want? And why am I so committed to defending my mediocrity? Or my good life?
Mm-hmm.
Because the biggest scam of them all that no one's talking about is that they are selling you, they, who's they, Melaine? Who's they? But like society will sell you on that good is enough.
Yeah.
But
is that enough? Not.
It's not, wasn't for me. It never was for me. And what happens is as you start to climb out of that, you know, crab bucket, you know, that analogy, like when crabs start to get loose, the other crabs pull them back in.
Pull them down, yeah.
You get deemed as like, oh, she's crazy or she's this or she's that. I remember when I declared that I was going to travel around the world for 2 years by myself, my family, the whispers and the looks and the, and I just thought, Melaine, just put the blinders up and go for it. You get to live extraordinary. You get to have an extraordinary life, not a good life. And what really gets people stuck is living a good life. You know, the one with full health insurance packages.
Yep. We're both here to tell you that's not where the good, that's not where the real, real orgasmic fuck yes life is. And I think we it both isn't. Know that quite well. You've been doing this for like at least 8 years, no?
Yeah, I've been an entrepreneur for the past 8 years, haven't looked back. And the day I got fired from my job, they were blaming me for all these things that were going wrong in the business, this company that I was working for. And I was like, yeah, cool. I'll take full ownership and responsibility of the entire company's failures. Totally fine. Like, I don't actually mind. But now that I look back on it, that happens to Five Lines a lot. You know, they get blamed for things that aren't their fault. And for me to sit there and explain why it's not my fault would have been a waste of energy and time. Instead, I was just like, okay, amazing. So here's how it's going to go down. This is how we're going to transition out of this. And this is how you're going to come out winning. And I'm going to come out winning. Are you ready? And they were like, because they knew they were wrong.
Yeah.
But they weren't willing to admit that. So I'm like, I'm not going to. Do I want to stay here? No, I want extraordinary. It's fucking scary, but I'm going to go for what I actually want and use this moment. And so I wrote an article that's in the Elephant Journal like years ago called "The Day I Got Fired Was the Best Day of My Fucking Life."
Dude, that's like true freedom and liberation right there. It's like you have no option but to just follow your fucking dreams and make it happen.
Some people need to get fired. I pray that some of you get fired today.
Yeah. I hope you guys get fired. Give you the wake up call, you know?
It's go live your life.
Yeah, for real. Like, and I do find that it's like for the people that don't have the balls to do it, like the universe is like, bitch, fucking go. Go. Stop thinking so much and just go. You will be fine. Everything will be fine.
Everything will work out in your favor. Yes. Sometimes the universe picks someone out, or sometimes you have the courage to do it yourself. In my case, I got kicked out because at the end of the day, if I wasn't kicked out, I probably would have stayed way longer than I should have.
Oh yeah. Of course. Anyone would. It's easy to settle when you don't even realize how much you're settling. Then you get out of the thing and you're like, what the fuck is I subjecting myself to? You know, it's like,
holy, because most people can't see beyond the paradigm they're living in. I remember in one of my masterclasses, I talked about creating six-figure months consistently. And a friend of mine said, I can't even imagine that. I can't even imagine having a six-figure month. If you can't imagine it, my friends, it's very hard to activate it in your life.
Yeah.
So we have to create space and time to imagine, to bring that childlike wonder back. Ooh. It's not that you can't imagine. It's that you haven't given yourself space and fucking permission to imagine.
Yeah. Stick around for more podcast episodes like this and you'll be imagining million-dollar months, bitches.
Come back for more, baby.
Yo, for real though, I feel like we can do part two and go really deep on the more, even more polarizing topics that I'm sure that, I'm sure we can go even spicier, of course. But this has been awesome. I've loved having you on. I love introducing you to my community. They're going to fucking love you. I just know it. Where can they find you? We'll put all your handles and stuff, but just if you want to just share your stuff.
You guys can find me. Melaine Lee Butler is my name. Lee, L-E-A-H. And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, all the handles at my name. And then my website is myfullname.com.
Perfect. We'll put it all in the show notes. Definitely screenshot this episode and tag both Melaine and I. Let us know what your biggest takeaway was, if this lit a fire under your ass, or if you need to send it to a bestie who's just like, oh my God, I have been playing small and hiding and I'm ready to fucking turn up the volume on my authentic voice. All right. We love you guys. See you on next week's episode. Peace out.